In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor. And the Lord today, He spoke to the multitudes with a message. And He said many instructions on how people should think when they desire to follow Him. In one instant, we saw the Lord commending us that we should turn like and become like children. And unless we will be able to make this change in the heart and become like children, we cannot inherit the kingdom or see the kingdom. But today, actually, the message is totally against following Him as a children. How? Yes, we are requested to acquire a heart of a child that has faith, that easily can believe, easily can forgive, very simple, but meanwhile, we cannot follow the Lord as children. Why I say this? In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, St. Paul instructs the people saying to them, behave like men. It is translated in English, be brave. But actually, the accurate translation is behave like men. Sometimes we follow the Lord with the mind and will of a child who cannot actually understand or keep this commandment and follow Him. Let us review in which areas we cannot become like children. First of all, we cannot be His disciples when we love someone more than Him. This is natural with the children. Maybe they love their parents more than they love God. Their parents are always before their eyes. Maybe they are so much attached to them, they cannot comprehend the idea of this being who is above everybody else. But actually, if we still keep this mindset, we cannot follow Him. The Lord said to the multitude, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, he cannot be my disciple. Abraham gave us the real example. When he was instructed to follow the Lord and even to offer his son as a sacrifice, he did not hesitate. A child cannot do this. A child, spiritually child person, will come and say, I love this girl, I will leave my church, forsake the belief of my forefathers, and go and marry her. And what about the belief? What about the faith? What about what you learned? I love her so much and I cannot imagine my life without her. Thinking like a child this way, this childish way, will hinder us from following the Lord. When we love someone above Him, we cannot be His disciples. In another aspect also, we cannot follow the Lord when we love ourselves more than Him. The child by nature as well, it's not his fault. He is egocentric. Everything revolves around him, around what he wants. He loves himself so much. This is not something wrong. But if he keeps this while he is a grown-up, this is a problem. The Lord did not only instruct us to love Him above all of the relationships that we have, but also He said, if anyone comes to me, does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. How anyone can hate his life? Actually, the real example, the one good example is coming tomorrow. The fast will start tomorrow. If I can hate my own life, I will be easily offering myself as a sacrifice and consecrate a fast. But because we love ourselves more than Him, I pity myself and I feel like I cannot give up eating meat. How can I give up the cup of coffee in the morning and the milk and all of this stuff that I used to eat? I can't. Then I say any excuse that get myself out of it. Going with this childish way, not serious enough to follow the Lord, cannot hate myself, there is no way I can follow Him. Don't think of hating self as I despise myself or I have low self-esteem. It is not like this at all. It is by being able to offer whatever I might feel as precious under His feet, including my own life. If I feel like I cannot offer my money, how can I offer my life? If I love myself to the degree that I do not even want to endure, like standing in prayer, even while my whole body is aching, how can I say that I love him more than I love myself? If I cannot do this, I cannot be his disciple. Also, we cannot follow him when we despise and flee from sufferings. The children cannot comprehend the concept of accepting suffering. This is something normal. Whenever there is suffering, they flee from it. Take any child to take a shot, he will scream, and maybe he will fight with his parents. He doesn't understand, he cannot take it. This is normal. But we cannot follow the Lord with this mindset. He said to the multitude in the same setting, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. If I flee suffering, if I do not want to endure any losses, any suffering because of my relationship with him, I cannot be his disciple. Sometimes the people have the mindset that I love God as much as I do not endure any losses. If the cost says that I can give extra, it's fine. If my time allows me, I will pray. If I feel like reading the Bible, I will read the Bible. It is always like something extra, unnecessary. But how can we understand bearing a cross and following him? Cross is not something nice. It is something painful. If I cannot think of myself and my relationship with God, that can I endure suffering because of his name's sake, I cannot be his disciple. That is why, unfortunately now, because it is something that all the people want to flee from, any kind of suffering, some churches offer this meal to the people. You can follow the Lord without cross. Let us not talk about this. Let us speak about the blessings. Let us speak about how fortunate if you follow the Lord. You will be granted whatever you desire, whatever you wish. This is not the message. This is not the truth. If we cannot endure suffering, we cannot be his disciples. If we keep on thinking as a children, fleeing from every kind of suffering, do not want to endure any losses, we cannot be his disciples. We cannot be his disciples when we disregard the cost. The children usually, by nature, they do not think about how much does it cost me to have this. Usually, if they love something, they go to their parents and they say to them, buy me this. That's it. They are spontaneous and they do not think about any cost. This is their mind. They cannot comprehend and think about extra things to get something. The Lord said, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish? If I follow him without thinking about the cost, I cannot continue building my spiritual life. If you think that it doesn't cost you anything to follow the Lord, I'm sorry, you will be extremely disappointed, because it's going to cost. If you don't disregard the cost, I'm sorry to say that then we are not behaving like men. I am not thinking like a mature and grown up. I am thinking that as a child, I want to love God, but without paying any expenses. I don't think about the cost. And then when the father of confession confronts the person saying there are certain costs you have to do, then I'll try. You have to. Unfortunately, there is no other option. It is usually what the children do, they disregard the cost. It should not be in us when we are serious to follow the Lord. We cannot be a disciples to him as well when we become attached to positions. The children, yes, they are simple in heart, but meanwhile, they are so much attached to their positions. If a child has got a new toy, this is the most precious thing in him. He cannot lose it. It is against his nature to give it to someone else. The Lord said, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. If I am so much attached to something I have, I cannot be a disciple. Whatever this thing might be, is it a career? Is it money? Is it a house? whatever, anything that I am so much attached to and I cannot give up, I cannot be a disciple to the Lord. And at last, we cannot follow the Lord when we are unaware of the calling. Children are unaware of their calling. They do not understand that they are created for a purpose. It is exactly the same when we behave like children. We are not aware that we have a calling beyond our existence to eat and drink and to grow and to have children. The Lord said, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. If we behave in our lives as if like it's going to begin and end by eating and drinking and marrying and having children and that's it, then we are unaware of the calling. We are called to be salt. We give flavor to the world. We give taste to it. We keep it from decay. This is the calling of the salt. If I live a selfish life only for myself, I'm not aware of what I should be doing and living for, then I am actually defeating the purpose of my existence. Today the message is, you cannot follow the Lord as a child. Yes, we are all requested to have the heart of a children, but you cannot follow him and turn like children in your relationship with him. Behave like men. Be brave. Follow him seriously. Remember these six obstacles. When we turn like children, we cannot follow the Lord. When we love someone more than him, when we love ourselves more than him, when we despise and flee from sufferings, when we disregard the cost, when we become attached to possessions, and when we are unaware of the calling. Glory be to God forever and ever.